You're listening to Imam Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Honorable Ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala informs us in the noble Quran, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ That He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala creates whatever He wants to. When we travel in this world, we see such creation beyond our comprehension and perception. And we see that Almighty Allah selects whatever He wants, whoever He wants. We see in the Prophets and Messengers alayhi salatu salam, there is no election, but there is selection. And He Almighty Allah selected all of them. But amongst them, you will find that there are different ranks. تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ So greatest messenger prophet of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala was, is, will always be Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen Habibuna Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Likewise, in the days of the week, we see that Jumu'ah is the greatest day of the week. But when we look at the year, we see the greatest day of the Islamic year will be the day of Arafat. Similarly, we see in the Malaika and angels, Almighty Allah created million, billion, zillion Malaika angels. But Jibreel alayhi salatu salam is the archangel. Tanazzalul Malaikatu wa Ruh. Almighty Allah refers to him as the Ruh. He is the Amir and he is the leader of all the angels. The books, the divine scriptures, we have the Torah, we have the Zabur, we have the Injil. But all of them, there is some addition, omission, interpolation has taken place. Then we find that the noble Quran came. We heard Hafiz Sahab reading now wonderful message regarding the noble Quran. And that is the book which Almighty Allah Jalla Wala revealed for humanity, for posterity. Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, before starting reciting of the noble Quran, would pick up the Quran Sharif, kiss it and say, Hada Dusturu Rabbi, this is the constitution of my Allah. It is for all times, all places, all circumstances, the greatest scripture, the greatest book. Everybody, everything attached to the noble Quran became the greatest. Where was the Quran Sharif revealed? In Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, and surroundings. So these cities became the greatest for all time and all places. Which angel was selected by Almighty Allah to bring the revelation? Jibreel alayhi salam. So he became the greatest of all angels for all times, all all places, on whose Mubarak heart did Almighty Allah Jalla Wala reveal the noble Quran, and it was on the blessed heart Mubarak of Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, ala qalbika litakuna min al-munzirin. You, Ya Rasul Allah, Habibana Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Jalla Wala revealed the Quran Sharif piecemeal gradually, so that you, in your heart Mubarak, you will then be the one to receive it, memorize it, and teach it to humanity. And then we see the nights. The nights, my brothers, remember the greatest night of our Islamic calendar, without a shadow of doubt, is Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr means Laylatul Ta'zim, the night of majesty, the night of power. And Laylatul Qadr means Laylatul Taqdeer, the night of destiny. The second most important night of our Islamic calendar is where we are tonight, 15th of Shaban, 1443. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has blessed us with not a double but a triple bonus. One, 15th night of Shaban. Second, Laylatul Jumu'ah. So imagine it is 15th night of Shaban, and it is the night of Jumu'ah and Friday. And third, if you study the global calendar and the global scenario, you will find in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa Al-Mubarak, 90% of the countries of the world, tonight is 15th Shaban, and tomorrow is the 15th day of Shaban. Hada Fadlullah. This is the grace, the mercy of Almighty Allah upon each one of us. So my brothers, what happened during this night? What did Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam teach us? There are so many lessons one can learn. Our mother Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha reports, one day Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the 15th night of Shaban, the hadith is mentioned by Imam Bayhaqi rahimahullah, he the master alayhi salatu salam went into sajda. It was a lengthy sujood, and I Siddiqa, I was worried, I was concerned, what is the Master alayhi salatu salam reciting in this lengthy sajda? So I went to listen. Now my brothers, each one of us, I sent it out now also, after Maghrib, with the voice over of Maulana Ahmad Dokrat Hafizahullah, that you recite this dua and beg Almighty Allah in salat when we perform sujood, then the dua we make must be in Arabic language, and out of salat in any language. So the dua Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reciting in sujood, in prostration, was A'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik. To set the precedent for humanity and posterity, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is guaranteed Jannah. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the only rahmatul lil alamin. Chapter 21, verse 107. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Ya Rasul Allah, Ya Habib Allah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you selected by Almighty Allah to be the only mercy and the creation for the entire universal creation. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes into sajda and reads, A'udhu bi Afrika min iqabik. Ya Allah, I seek your protection, bi Afrika, through your forgiveness, min iqabik, from your punishment. Wa a'udhu bi ridaka min sakhatik. Ya Allah, I seek your protection through your pleasure from your displeasure, Ya Allah. Wa a'udhu bika minka. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from your wrath, from your anger, Ya Allah. Jalla wajhuk, your countenance is magnificent, Ya Allah. Allahumma la uhsi sanan alayk, anta kama asnayta ala nafsik. Ya Allah, I can never praise you enough as you have praised yourself. Where are we tonight? We are in Masjid Mahmud. Did you ever wonder, my brothers, why Masjid? Why Masjid? Singular is Masjid, plural is Masajid. So remember, we perform Isha Salat now. we were standing, we were bowing down, we were sitting, masjid, the place of sujood, the place of sajda, the place where we submit, surrender ourselves totally, completely to Him, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Allah loves it so much. Oh Muslim, you were standing, you were sitting, you were bowing down, but I will call this place masjid, and it belongs only to me and exclusively to me. Wa anna al-masajida lillah. Because Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, chapter 16, verse 44, wa anzalna ilayka dhikra. We reveal to you, Ya Rasulallah, Habibana Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this reminded the Quran Sharif, litubayyina linnas, so you explain to the people in detail, ma nuzila ilayhim wa la'allahum yatafakkaroon, what has been revealed to them, and they must wonder, ponder, and reflect. So Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, aqrabu ma yakunu al-abdu min rabbihi wa wasajidun. The nearest we can come to the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is whilst we are in sujood, in sajda. فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ dua. Ask Allah abundantly. Every person here, we all have hajat, we all have needs, we all have obstacles, impediments, we all have certain desires. Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. So you speak to Allah. So one thing you all should do tonight, whether in the masjid, whether at home, read the Asma'ul Husna and make it a habit, my brothers. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in chapter 7, verse 180, is commanding us, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِيَا. Almighty Allah has wonderful, beautiful names. Invoke and call Almighty Allah Jalla Wala by those names. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, مَنْ حَفِظَهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. You memorize the 99 wonderful, beautiful names of Allah Jalla Wala, then you will enter Jannah and Paradise. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, مَنْ أَحْصَاهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. You look inside and you read the beautiful, wonderful 99 names of Allah, then Allah will admit us and enter us into Jannah. I just give you 4 or 5 easy examples. You know, husband, wife, sometimes this tension, conflict, rows and ructions. So one person told me today, he said that, you know what happens when an animal is born? So sometime after 1 day, 2 days, 1 week, it opens its eyes. The baby also sometime 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 5 days. So they asked one person that, when do you open your eyes? He say, I only open my eyes properly after I got married. Then he could see properly all the mal and trouble and all that coming out. First was only the mal and the jamal, you see. All the money and all the beauty. But when the true colors came out, then he realized what true life is all about, the emotions and the feelings. So my brothers, what you going to read on tonight, the Mubarak night of Jumu'ah, of Laylatul Bara'ah? Read, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu. Ya Allah, you are the only creator of love. Let us, husband, wife, parents, children, siblings, family members, not only the bodies must meet, Ya Allah. The Mawlana comes to me, the person comes to me, and he has to say, make maaf. We say maaf, but sometimes it's just from the tip of the tongue. So we must connect, the hearts have to connect. Once the hearts connect, there's unity of thought, then we're all going in the same direction. So what must you read? Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina. Ya Allah, bring the ulfa, the mahabba, the mawadda within our hearts, Ya Allah, the true love. I'm speaking of permissible, not haram business now. Second one, millions of people, South Africa, Africa and the world, they are retrenched, they don't have a job, they are so worried. Tonight you, my brother, go into sajda and beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, he built and reconstructed Masjidul Aqsa, chapter number 38, verse 35. And what did he do? After he reconstructed Aqsa al-Mubarak, he raised his hands, a Nabi of Allah, crying, begging, petitioning, oh Almighty Allah, Rabbi habli mulkan la yanbaghi li ahadin min ba'di. Ya Allah, you grant me such a magnificent kingdom. You will never give such a kingdom to anybody after me. What Allah Ta'ala, what did he say? Innaka antal wahhab. You are the best of givers, Ya Allah. So instead of looking at people, ask Allah, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhab. Allah will open so many doors for us, my brothers. So many people are crying. They cannot fast now, Ramadan Mubarak is coming. They in the hospital, they in the clinic, they are here and there suffering. Allah Jalla Wala give all of them shifa and complete for this recovery, speedy recovery. So read, Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu. And see, inshaAllah, how Almighty Allah will grant such people their safety, security, speedy recovery. And we know South Africa is the hub of crime. We admit it, we don't admit it, but we know what's going on. So who is going to protect us, my brothers? So you know things can happen anywhere. So go into sajda and say, Ya Hafizu, Ya Hafizu, Ya Hafiz. Ya Allah, you protect us at all times, all places, all circumstances. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Ya Allah, you are the best protector. Surah Yusuf, chapter 12, verse 64. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Ya Allah, you are the one, He is the one, the most merciful one to show mercy. Today there are organizations, today there are people, today there are countries who are targeting Muslims, through Muslims. And remember, their lives are in danger. They have a hidden agenda, ulterior motive. What are we going to do? So you speak to Allah. What are you going to say? There's professional jealousy. There's other types of hidden agenda. Speak to Allah. Ya Muntaqimu, Ya Muntaqimu, Ya Muntaqimu. Ya Allah, my matters I hand over to you. You are the one who, the entire creation universe is in your control. You let take retribution. You sort the enemies out. So speak to Allah. Ya Muntaqim. So each one of you, for tonight, and make it a ma'amul, part of your routine for the remainder of your life, that every day in my 24 hours, it will not take you more than 5 minutes, believe you me, read the 99 names of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, raise your Mubarak hands and cry to Allah, and then tell me if your du'as are accepted or not. So that's one. Two, my brothers, that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the graveyard also. You got the ocean, yeah? What lesson this ocean is teaching you? Al-mawta kal-ghariq al-mutaghawis. My father, my mother, my family members have left this world. Your family members have left this world. So when the people pass away, then their example is al-mawta kal-ghariq al-mutaghawis. Their example is like a person who's drowning. If you saw a person drowning, he's shouting, screaming, help me, help me. They're waiting for me and you. Oh son, come to my qabr and pray for me. We all say we love our father, we love our mother, we love this one, we love our child. But very seldom we go to the graveyard. On one grave it was written, we all think we are big shots. On the grave it was written, Me samja me aham tha, lekin ye waham tha. I used to think I am so important and a big shot, but that was the figment of my imagination. So my brothers, if you can tonight, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, if you only understood the words, go open Ibn Hibban, go open Bayhaqi, you will find. Habibuna Daraqutni also mentioned. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sometime addressing Siddiqa Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha. Anha, Ya Humaira, oh you with a beautiful red, red complexion. How elated, delighted she felt. My honored husband Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam praising me. Ya Aish, Ya Siddiqa, Ya Muwaffaqa. So when today the people say, what I must call my wife? So I say, call darling, call poppy, call honey. But when she says, honey, give money, then we want to make istikhara. You know how things work in this type of thing. So my brothers, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam went. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha was worried. Ya Rasulullah, now we be going this other wife or what? You know, it all happens, people think. So our mother Sayyida Aisha, she sees herself. So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I went there to Baqi'ul Gharqad, the graveyard. Allah Jalla wala sent Jibreel alayhi salam just now to inform me that there is the tribe here in Medina Munawwara, the Banu Kalb tribe. And remember, they have their sheep. The greatest amount of sheep they possess, the hay on the animal, greater than that. Tonight on the 15th Shaban, I, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, will forgive more people than the hay on the animals, on the sheep of the Banu Kalb tribe, meaning millions, billions, trillions. Therefore, we call it Laylatul Bara'a, the night of emancipation. So beg Allah tonight, Allahumma inna nas'aluka jannatul firdaus. Your father, your mother passed away. Don't say only jannat, my brother. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, idha sa'altumullah, when you beg Almighty Allah, fas'aluhu al-firdaus, ask Allah for jannat al-firdaus, fa innaha a'alaha wa awsatuha, it is the highest and the cream of the crop of jannah. So when Allah is prepared to give, why are we asking something less? So ask ourselves, Ya Allah, grant us Jannat al-Firdaus. Grant our marhumin Jannat al-Firdaus. And more so, our parents, remember that. Surah 14, verse 41. Rabbana ghfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Ya Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents, forgive all the believers. The day the reckoning will be established. You know, my brothers, daily we should be making dua. Tomorrow when we leave this world, then somebody else will make dua for us. Remember Quran Sharif you read. Read now, tonight. All of you, you have that desire, that aspiration. When I became Hafiz by my Honorable Ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, Hafizahullah, I visited him today. So I told him, Hafiz, big night, auspicious night, make dua. So anyway, the point I'm making, so now every parent's desire is, better to Hafiz ho gaya, is Hafiz, I must make Taraweeh. So we went to Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Sanjalwi, Rahimahullah. He was a great giant scholar in Mia's farm, you know. And so my father, Hafiz Saab, myself. So he spoke something in Gujarati and Urdu and that. So they asked me that he's speaking. I say, what does old man is speaking? I don't understand anything. So he told them that this chap is totally wet behind his ears. He can't make Taraweeh and all these things. So for me, it was very good. At Isha time, I should stand at the back. Then Taraweeh start, they call me in front, take out everybody's mistakes. Nobody can take out my mistake. Because I tell me I'm too young. So all of you got that aspiration, right? So tonight you're going to do this. You do this tonight and then you see. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my memory is getting weaker and weaker. What must I do, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the hadith in Tirmidhi in Fazailul Quran, the chapter of the virtues of Quran. The night of Jumu'ah, after Maghrib, after Isha, any time, you read 4 rakat salat. You read Surah Fatiha and you read Surah Yasin. Second rakat, you read Surah Fatiha and you read Surah Dukhan, chapter 44, in the 25th Supara, 25th Juz, in this sequence. And then third rakat, how you read the Sunnahs before Zuhr like that. So after you sit down for Tashahud, stand up and then you read Surah Fatiha, Surah Al-Ikhlam Mim Sajda. So that's famous. And then the last rakat, you read Surah Mulk, Surah Tabarak Alladhi. So when you do that, O Sayyidina Ali, you must do it salasan, or khamsan, or sab'an. You do it for 3 consecutive weeks, or 5 weeks, or 7 weeks. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu warda says, I did it, fama nasitu ba'd. I should never forget after that. Allah jalla wala bless me with a powerful retentive memory. So you are my hufaz, you are our imams, ulama, public. You don't know these surahs, so look inside, inshallah, tonight, Surah Yasin, Surah Dukhan, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Surah Mulk, thereafter read 2 rakat start. So you must remember what will happen. So Allah will make you such a hafiz, such a great alim, inshallah. We can have differences with people. I have a lot of differences with Sheikh Sudais and all the imams nowadays of the political scenario. But I share with you 2 incidents which I know majority don't know. When Sheikh Sudais relates the story, he cries. He says one day there was a boy and he was mastan. In Mehman we got one word, you know, because they use it for me. Wherever I go and the Kalas and Masis are there, so they say tuto etro lucho we. So we use the word lucho. You understood? You were a real character when you were small, you know. Make tamal ye, tamal de, trouble ye, this. So this is then relating the story. So he says one day, that side day in Riyadh and all that. So what happened was, guests came. Now you know those Arabs, they slaughter goat, they slaughter camel, they slaughter sheep, lot of things they slaughter. And if you see their dawat, you know. He says, when my mother went away, then I took sand and I put all the sand in the dig. I took the sand and I put in the dig. My mother came and I ran away. Said, Abdul Rahman, come here. You did this. He looked down and said, yes, I did. Say, what is wrong with you? You're forever making some trouble. You lucho, you mastan. You don't know the dua I'm making for you. What dua are you making for me? I'm making dua, you must become Imam of the Haram. You see, my mother, what dua are you making for your son? Don't only make dua, he must become the millionaire and billionaire. Make these type of duas. Tonight is the night you have to beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. You see Sheikh Mahir Al-Mu'aytili. So you must remember that his father is Arab. His mother is Indonesian. She's not Arab. So the mother, when he was growing up, she used to cry. Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. She used to cry, Ya Allah, make my son a hafiz. Ya Allah, make my son a qari. Ya Allah, make my son a sheikh. And he's going, Ya Allah, make my son the imam of the haram. You see, brothers? So this is Allah. Wa rabbuka yakhluqu ma yasha'u wa yakhtar. That is Allah. So don't forget the people who made ihsan upon us, our beloved parents, our teachers, everybody. Second one. Third one, my brothers, look at the plight of the ummah. Be honest about it, my brother. Did one day we cry for the Palestinian children? Did one day we cry for the Syrian children? Did one day we cry for India, what's happening there? United Nations report, 10,000 of our sisters, this is already past, were raped there in India by the army and so forth. Do we really deal with dard? Do we really feel? Our life is what? Waqte tulu dekha, waqte ghurub dekha, ab fikr akhirat hai, dunya ko khoob dekha. We just saw business, we saw money, we saw this. It's no problem. But you can't become oblivious of what is happening. So sometime cry to Almighty Allah for the condition of this ummah. You see our masajid now? How many of them we having incidents in Gauteng, other parts of South Africa, While the imam is delivering Jummah khutbah, the crooks are coming in with big, big guns. With the AKs. So I say AK-47 is not powerful. AK-255 is powerful. You know AK-255? AK, Ayatul Kursi, Ayat number 255. You see, brothers? So we have to have that. So cry to Allah. Now we come to the negative, my brothers. On this Mubarak night, there are certain people Allah will not forgive. Now who are those unfortunate people? This is Hadith Sahih. Sheikh Albani, rahimahullah, I met him personally in Jordan. He's got the whole encyclopedia on Ahadith Sahih, which I have. So in there he quoted in volume 3, Hadith number 1144, regarding 15th night of Shaban, يَتَّلِئُ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى إِلَى جَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ لَيْلَةَ النِّصْفِ مِنْ شَعْبَانِ. Allah Jalla Wala special gaze falls on the entire creation on the 15th night of Shaban. Then, فَيَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِجَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ. Allah Jalla Wala is going to forgive the entire creation on this night. You saw tomorrow, when you live here in Durban, before the sun rises, you look at the horizon. You see the light already on the horizon. So 15th night of Shaban is the precursor, introduction to Ramadan. Before the dusk appears, the light is appearing. So Allah says, I give you a bonus, an introduction. But who will not be forgiven? Illa li mushrik or mushahid, except the people who are non-Muslim, who are sane and mature, and we who have that malice, rancor, hatred. We don't want to make salam, no kalam. I see him, I just turn my face, and I make like I didn't see him. On this auspicious night, we will not be forgiven. Don't do that, brothers. Don't say, I'm right and he's wrong. That's exactly what shaitan did. That's the slogan of shaitan. Ana khayrun min, I'm better than him. Once we start saying that, then we justify our crime. Then remember, we're going to join Hizbul Shaitan, the party of Shaitan. Understand this? It becomes very serious. So on a night like this, it's no shame, my brothers. Go ask your wife for forgiveness. Go ask your neighbor for forgiveness. So today we got all the gadgets. What is this? So easy. So tell them, you know, there was misunderstanding. Forgive me. Once we do that, Allah tuhibbuna an yaghfir Allah lakum. You learn to forgive, Allah will forgive you more and more. That is Allah's system. Second one, my brothers, qati'u rahim. How many of us, we belong to one family, but because of divorce, because of inheritance, because some business deal went sour, so now we cut off ties. Do we know what we are doing? Ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chiraag se. Surah 47, Surah Muhammad, named after the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What happens? Almighty Allah states in Surah 47, verses 22-23, in tawallaytum, when you have power and authority, and tufsidu fil ard, you cause mischief, mayhem, chaos on this earth, wa tuqatti'u arhamakum, and you severed the family ties. Once you do that, ulaika alladhina la'anahumullah, Allah Jalla wala's curse come on that person. What is the meaning of Allah's curse? Allah's special mercy disappears. We want Allah's mercy. Surah 7, verse 151. وَأَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ يَا اللَّهِ. Include us in your special mercy. Envelope us in your special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. You are the most merciful one to show mercy. But when Allah's curse comes, He deprives the person of His special mercy. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهِ فَأَصَمَّهُمْ. It makes them spiritually deaf. They won't be able to hear the truth. They won't want to understand the truth. وَأَعْمَى أَبْصَارَهُمْ. Will make them spiritually blind. They can see. They will see all the haram things. But the halal things, the things they're supposed to see, they won't see. Look at the ramifications. Look at the consequences. So my brothers, it's in our interest, our family members, make sure that we make peace with them. Allah gave us this type of night to make peace with Creator and creation. Third one, akun li walidain, people who are disobedient to our parents. How can we, here in South Africa, I visit the old age homes, and everywhere I go, I see one thing. So I got take my nephew, nieces, and a small young one. These Kala, Masi, Opa, they take those children and kiss them and hug them. So I asked Kala, when last you saw your own grandchildren? Then you just see the tears rolling down. Our own mother, our own grandparents, we went to dump them there. How we justify them? Then you hear the curses coming out. اتَّقِ دَعْوَةَ الْمَظْلُومِ Fear the bad-dua of the oppressed person. فَلَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابٍ Between him or her who's oppressed and Almighty Allah, there's no curtain, there's no veil. The dua of the oppressed gets accepted almost instantly and immediately. So my brothers, sing properly what we are doing. The next person, you must remember that we don't read Salat. 5 times Salat. So on a night like this, when we cry to Allah, make that pledge. Now, Ya Allah, always, whether I'm in the plane, whether I'm in the train, whether I'm in Safar, whether I'm in Hadar, whether I'm in my hometown or traveling, never will I miss Salat. Once we start missing Salat and so forth, then my brothers, remember, we're going on a slippery path, slowly, slowly. Your father, your mother, you saw them, dead passing away in front of you. They gave you some farewell advice. What was the farewell advice Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave this ummah? As-salah, as-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum. Go open Muslim Sharif. One of the last final advices Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave was that we must be particular, meticulous of our salat and over whom we have authority, our wife, our children and everybody else over whom we have authority, fulfill their rights and so forth. Tonight is Laylatul Ijaba, is Laylatul Ghufran. There's an excellent book. The Sheikh gave it to me personally, Sheikh Muhammad Alawi Al-Maliki Al-Hasani. That he belonged to the family of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His lineage used to go to Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. So when I went to meet him and all, then we spoke a little bit, you know, Arabic. And so he asked from where you come? I said, South Africa. He said, what's your name? I said, Abdul Qadir Hussein. He said, Min Ali Nabi. You're from the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, no, no. You know, family of Nabi alayhi wa sallam. He said, Hussein. He said, so that, like when I went to Iran, you know, so that. What's your name? Husseini. I said, yes, Husseini. Say, why Fatima? Husseini, Fatima there. Step ago. So you must remember this type of thing. Yeah. So brothers, you must remember these things here. Yeah? So we, in that book is written, Laylatul Ijaba, Laylatul Ghufran. Allah say, Mangna hai. So Allah is prepared to give us whatever we ask for. See, I want to show you in this last 5-7 minutes, the importance of dua. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ ask me, I will respond to you. But Allah is the direct opposite. Human being, I come by Maulana Badat, first one, second one, I get mixed up with them. So we, on the air, I say Maulana Badats. You understand? So we include both at this level. So anyway, you must remember that I tell him, give this, give this. You see, this guy here, his list is getting longer, rather we avoid him. It's human nature. I also will do you. But Allah, the more we ask, the more beloved we become. Allah. See, brother. Not only that, Allah even showed us the methodology how to ask. اُدْعُوا رَبَّكُمْ تَضَرُّعًا وَخُفْيًا Ask Allah with humility. I can have million, billion, trillion dollars, but in front of Allah, I'm a pauper, I'm a beggar. وَاللَّهُ الْغَنِيُّ وَأَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ Oh human being, you are a pauper to be, and Allah is self-sufficient, totally independent. Therefore, raise our hands like this, and Allah hamare jo, Allah will kabul, Allah will accept our du'as then. See Ramadan, our hafizah read now. You see, today we just read Quran keys and put away till next Ramadan khalas finish. No. You must study Quran. We call this Uslubul Quran. See, I give you the lesson. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 183, 184, 185, 187. What I did? You notice what I did? What I did? Ah, good. It's awake, you see. So you must remember that. So you're Hafiz, right? They sharpshooter. Remember that. So mashallah, so I missed out one. Allah speaks of Ramadan. Allah speaks of Ramadan, and in the middle is something else. Now look at the words. Sahaba came. If you must learn Arabic, brothers, learn some Arabic. Sahaba came, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rabbuna qareebun, is our Allah very near? Then fanunaji, we will just whisper. Amba'idun, or is very far? Fanunaji, we will scream and shout. That was the question posed to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla wala revealed the verse before Ramadan, ending Ramadan, in between chapter 2 verse 186, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When my servants ask you, Ya Rasulallah, Habibana sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about me, say I'm very, very near. So near, أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ. When you ask me, then surely I will respond to you. Allah is giving us guarantee. So tonight, my brothers, I beg you, don't go and do haram dandas, TV, or see that, or leave all that. Let us turn to Allah. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. How are you going to make dua? How are you going to make dua? First, you must use Ismullah al-A'zam, Allah's most majestic names. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, you start. Then, wa ilahukum ilahu wahid, la ilaha illa huwa ar-Rahmanur Rahim. In Ibn Majah, the hadith is mentioned, if you read, la ilaha illa huwa ar-Rahmanur Rahim, and after that you read, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum, you took the two ayats, the two portions of the verses, Allah jalla wala's ismullah al-a'zab, his most majestic names are mentioned. Thereafter you read salawat durood sharif upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and beg Allah. Allah will give you whatever you ask. Imagine. So learn how to make dua. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa ilahukum ilahu wahid. La ilaha illa wa rahmanur rahim. Alif lam mim. Allahu la ilaha illa wal hayyul qayyum. And then you ask Allah. Thereafter, speak to Allah. Ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Hadith in Tirmidhi. Repeat it. Rabbana, Rabbana, Rabbana. To show our humility. And then Allah will accept our du'as. Then, my brothers, Quran Sharif, pay attention. Husband, wife have argument. Husband say, you do my way or you catch the highway. Today is democracy. The wife say, which highway? The straight one or the or alternate route? You think the woman can keep quiet? When I deliver in nikah lectures, I always say, who's the intelligent husband? Who's the unintelligent husband? The unintelligent husband, when the wife speaks, he says, shut up, keep quiet. The intelligent husband will say, oh my poppy, my darling, my honey, you look so beautiful with your mouth closed. You think they can keep quiet? You know how it goes. So you know, rather we keep quiet and we go away. You see, go see the full moon, how beautiful it is there. I was telling Hafiz Muhammad Basar, see the moon. And then Durban, you see the reflection in the ocean. Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Next one. I'm ending now. My brothers, Allah is giving us a stern warning. And what is the warning? That remember, if you don't make dua, chapter 25, Surah Furqan, the criterion, the last verse. Verse 77, قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ. اب فرما دیجئے یا رسول اللہ حبیبنا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, اگر تم لوگوں نے دعا نہیں کی تو اللہ کو کوئی پرواہ نہیں تمہارا. Allah Jalla Wala is informing Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you announce to humanity, if you don't make dua, Allah is not bothered about you. Allah is telling us, get out, in simple terms. So my brothers, we doing ourselves a favor. So tonight, how you should spend it? Read 2 rakat, salat to tawbah, salat to shukr. You can make multiple intentions. Ya Allah, I can never thank you enough for all your bounties that are recurring showering. Allah give tawfiq, we read salat to tasbih. Almighty Allah give us tawfiq, we read salawat ala nabi al-mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know Hazrat Mawlana Sheikh Zakariya Nawarallahu Markadah? He never became Sheikhul Hadith like that. King Faisal, who passed away in 75, wrote a letter to Sheikhul Hadith, you come stay here and you don't need anybody's permission, you can go and give dars and lesson anywhere in the kingdom. They don't allow that for their own sheikhs. I saw Sheikhul Hadith myself with Allah's Fadl Adam and Fadl Rabbi. In Masjid Nabawi, we read Salat and Salam, we shouldn't come inside the masjid, is to go outside with a wheelchair. Winter time also. Blankets and all that is to put for Sheikh. Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Nawarallahu Markadahu. And 2.5-3 hours every night Salami. How Hazrat used to read Salami? As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya ayyuhal muzammil. He read the whole surah Muzammil. As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya ayyuhal muddassir. He read the whole surah Muddassir. As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya ayyuhal nabi. He would read the whole surah Tahrim. Ya ayyuhal nabi, lima tuharribu ma ahallallahu lak. So if I tell you tonight, read abundant salawat salutations. Aksiru min as-salati alayya yawm al-jumu'ah. The night of Jumu'ah, beg Almighty Allah and send Durood Sharif in abundance to me. That is the command of the Master alayhi salam. It's authentic hadith in Abu Dawood and Ibn Majah. The best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best night and the best day of the week. So my brothers, keep the tongue moist. Sallallahu alayhi sallam. Sallallahu alayhi sallam. How people pass away. I'll conclude with this. Fadilatu Sheikh Abul Hasan al-Nadwi, Nawwarallahu Markadahu. I don't know if any one of you all met him, but anyway we met him in Karachi, in Lucknow, in Makkah, Medina. He even gave me permission, alhamdulillah, of hadith. Sheikh Abul Hasan al-Nadwi, Nawwarallahu Markadahu, is Ramadan. It's Friday. It's the last 10 days of Ramadan. So obviously the man is fasting. So he's reading Surah Yasin. And then, when he comes to the verse, فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغْفِرَتِهُ وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ, he just collapses. Allah, Allah is saying, give him great tidings of forgiveness. Give him great tidings of a magnificent reward, an honorable reward. وَانْتَقَلَ إِلَىٰ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. That is what we should be asking. Allahumma jal khayra ayyamina yawman al-qaqa. Ya Allah, the day in my life, the day I come to meet you, Ya Allah. Not finished still. He passes away in last 10 days, 22nd, 23rd of Ramadan, 1999. I'm in the Haram Sharif. 27 night. If you know 27 night, Makkah is over 2 million people. Where we perform tawaf is called mataf. Where you perform sa'i is called mas'a. So I was in a mas'a, there's no place. After Isha, they announced, Salatul Janaza Ghaiban ala Samahati Sheikh Abul Hasan al-Nadwi. 27 night we reading Salatul Janaza on Sheikh Abul Hasan. So I started weeping, crying. I said, Ya Allah, you gave him death, wa wasahim is fasting. You gave him death in Jummah. You gave him death, Ya Allah, while reading Surah Yasin. You gave him death, Ya Allah, as a wali. And today we're going to read his Salatul Janaza. After that, I contacted even in Medina, they read. Imagine 27 night for the Indian alim they read. The Arab brother saw me crying. He said, man huwa, man huwa. I told him, alimun fadilun min al-Hind. A giant of a scholar from India. Then he said, yes, must be. Who gets the sheriff honor like this? You want to know Abul Hasan Nadwi? You Durban people, what are you doing? He said, no, I'm going to catch sardines. But it's a good word for you to remember. You see, when you are there in Makkah, even today, then you will see that the Zamzam, you must remember, on the drum is written Suqiya Zamzam. So the portfolio, the people, the olden days, people in charge of Zamzam, Siqaya. So their job gives Zamzam, Zamzam, everybody. Then in the olden days they shouldn't charge. So you must remember you are Duyufur Rahman, Abdullah ke mehman ho. Rifada, to feed the hajis, to feed the mu'tamirin, the people performing umrah. You are our guest, like that. You see Ramadan time, how they catch you and tell you, come sit, like that it was. In the olden times, 30s, 40s, 50s. Then Rifada. And then Sidana. You know what is Sidana? This is Sidana. So you must remember in the 8th year of the Hijrah, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the key of the Kaaba Musharrafa and gave it to Banu Shaiba. This is not, this is key of our. So you see, key of Kaaba. So this is key of Kaaba example. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to Banu Shaiba family. And told them, Khalidatan Talidatan, it will stay in you, in your family. 8th year of Hijrah, 1443, is still by them. No king, no ruler ever touches them, because Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, anybody takes it away, Allah will crush them. Abul Hasan al-Nadwi, Ustazuna wa Shaykhuna. They told him, Abul Hasan, we open in the Kaaba, you must come. When they reached the Kaaba Musharrafa, then the Sa'din, the person who holds the key of the Kaaba, you call him Sa'din. Sin, Alif, Dal, Noon. The portfolio is called Sidana. The Sa'din took the key and gave it to Abul Hasan and said, you open and turn it. It don't behove me that I must open the Kaaba Musharrafa while Abul Hasan Nadwi is. You understood, brothers? That is what to izzu man tasha wa to mizluma. How it happened, my brothers? He warned millions from the Saudi government, from the Emirates government, from the Brunei government. He never touched $1. Said, give it to the mujahideen, give it to the yatama, give it. Hamare, they say, oh, you see, you only give $1 million. I got place another $1 million. Bring more. That is our damal, our trouble. So brothers, I beg you, dunya will go, my brothers. Turn to Allah. I just shared some incidents of real life. So inshallah, I beg you, for our mujahideen, for Aqsa al-Mubarak, Haramain Sharifain, our masajid, cry to Allah. Inshallah, we all will make dua now. I must thank Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and the whole capital team, what they are doing for us and the ummah, Allah accept it. And our brothers here, mashallah, our brother Faisal Asmal and our brother Yusuf Asmal, Sirius FM, all the directors here of Radio Al-Aqsar and our team here, our brother Dawood Monli, Hafiz Muhammad Basa. When Basa drives, I have to read Mozika. He's a sharpshooter, you know. So it turns lotus to have to make Mozika. Allah reward him, mashallah. And then our Hafiz Wadi, mashallah, he's our coordinator. Allah Ta'ala reward him and his family. And the main brother is there outside, our Khamush Mujahid. You won't find him in the masjid. You'll find him outside, he's looking after all your people's cars. Who? Our Muhammad Salim Asma. You see? So he's looking after. Go see the outside. He's looking after. Nobody must touch your car. And that. So we see what khidmat they make. So Allah reward all of them, inshallah. And Allah accept, inshallah. Lukolo, I hope you are live there in the studio in Joburg. So you prepare the podcast. And then we will send it out after the dua. Wait now, don't cut us off now. We still want to make dua, inshallah. So inshallah, we will make dua. And inshallah, we all turn to Allah. In life, qatratu dumu'in and qatratu damin. Me and you are weak, brothers. Qatratu damin, that one drop of blood is so beloved to Allah. But blood for me and you, you know South Africa. We want to do this. I want to go for jihad. They tell me, you know, our youngsters. I say, bye. If they come with the water pistol, your wuzu will break. You want to go for jihad. And this type of things. So that, ya Allah, make us mafi weak. Qatratu dumu, that we can do. Ya Allah. So ask Allah. That one drop will extinguish the whole Jahannam. That is the mercy of Allah. So dil say Allah Ta'ala, we ask Him, Allah forgive us, Allah Ta'ala take us to Ramadan Mubarak, and all your flowers, children, encourage them. Don't, today I met one youngster. I asked him, where you pick me performing Taraweeh? He told me some story. I said, bhai, you must perform Taraweeh. So all of you, never let your children say, no, my knee paining, that's paining. Soccer time, nothing paining. You understand? Taraweeh time, that's paining. Hey, They live all day there. You must make. You can't make it masjid, make it in a house. You understand? I make it home. People say, where you make Tarawih? I say, no, one man, one vote. You understand? I'm in front, my wife's at the back. She's not Hafiz, but she takes up my mistake sometimes. So I say, how you know? You say, every year you make same mistake. الحمد لله رب العالمين وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم لك الحمد بالإيمان ولك الحمد بالإسلام ولك الحمد بالنبي آخر الزمان ولك الحمد بالقرآن ولك الحمد بالصحة والعافية ولك الحمد بالأهل والعيال اللهم لك الحمد في الأولى ولك الحمد في الآخرة اللهم لك الحمد بما هديتنا ولك الحمد بما كرمتنا ولك الحمد بما سترتنا ولك الحمد بما أعطيتنا ولك الحمد بما رزقتنا اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك أعوذ بعفوك من عقابك وأعوذ برضاك من سخطك أعوذ بك منك جل وجهك اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل وسلم بارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والإسيان اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم اجعلنا هاديين مهديين موفقين مقبولين يا رب العالمين اللهم استخدمنا لخدمة دينك في الشؤون كلها في العالم كله يا رب العالمين يا أرحم الراحمين ارحمنا وادخلنا في رحمتك وأنت أرحم الراحمين يا حفيظ يا حفيظ يا حفيظ فالله خير حافظ وارحم الراحمين اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتك أن نغتال من تحتنا يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم عليك بأعداء الدين اللهم عليك بأعداء الدين اللهم شتت شملهم اللهم دمر ديارهم اللهم خالف في قلوبهم وصفوفهم يا رب العالمين يا الله يا رحمن يا كريم يا الله ہم گنہگار ہیں خطاکار ہیں سیاکار ہیں یا اللہ ہم سب کی گناہوں کو معاف فرما دیجئے یا اللہ آپ کو تو یہی پسند ہے ہم بھکاری ہیں یا اللہ اس مبارک رات کو مبارک جگہ میں مبارک گھڑی میں یا اللہ آپ ہی سے التجا کرتے ہم بھکاری ہیں یا اللہ ہاتھ پھیلے ہوئے ہیں یا اللہ ہم سب کی گناہوں کو معاف فرما دیجئے یا اللہ حرمین شریفین کی زیارت نصیب فرما عمرہ کے لیے لے جا زیارت مدینہ نصیب فرما حج نصیب فرما بار بار حاضری نصیب فرما یا اللہ جو حضرات ہمارے بھائی بہن یا اللہ بیمار ہیں ان کو شفا کامل عطا فرما سب کو تمنا ہے روزہ رکھنے کی یا اللہ اللہ مبارک لنا فی شعبان وبلغنا رمضان یا اللہ آپ شافی ہو یا اللہ انت شافی لا شفاء الا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما یا اللہ سب کو صحت عافیت تندرستی عطا فرما یا اللہ رمضان کی تیاری صحیح طور پر نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارے بچے ہمارے اولاد ہمارے بھائی یا اللہ وہ تراوی پڑھائیں گے یا اللہ ان کے لئے قرآن سنانا آسان فرما دے ان کے والدین کو بھرپور اجر عظیم عطا فرما ان کے اساتذہ کی بال بال مغفرت فرما یا اللہ ہمارے مرحومین کی بال بال مغفرت فرما یا اللہ جتنے والدین جتنے کے اولاد جتنے کے بھائی بہن اس دنیا سے رحلت کر گئے انتقال کر گئے یا اللہ ان کو قبر کو نور سے بھر دے یا اللہ بال بال مغفرت فرما دے یا اللہ ان خواتین ان بچے کو جو بیوہ ہو چکے جو یتیم ہو چکے یا اللہ ان کو صبر جمیل عطا فرما آپ ہی قادر مطلق ہو یا اللہ ان کے حال پر رحم فرما یا اللہ ہمارے پناہ گزین فلسطین کے سوریا کے لیبیا کے اور بھی ممالک کے یا اللہ کون ہے ان کے لیے آپ کے سوا لا ملجا ولا منجا منک الا الیک یا اللہ ہم آپ ہی سے التجا کرتے یا اللہ ان کو یہ بھی پتہ نہیں کہ کل کہاں سے کھانے آنے والا ہے یا اللہ اور ریفیوجیز اور چلڈرن یا اللہ ویدر فرام پیلسٹائن اور سریا فرام لیبیا اور ادر کنٹریز دا حالات آف اور چلڈرن اور پیپل اور مدرس ان انڈیا ان ادر پارٹس آف دا ورلڈ یا اللہ ہو از دیر فار دیم بیسائڈ یو یا اللہ وی لیو ان دا لیپ آف لگژری یا اللہ یو گیو اس دس فریڈم یا اللہ یا اللہ یہ آزادی ہمارے ملک میں اس کو قائم اور دائم رکھے یا اللہ جو کام ہو رہے ہیں ٹوٹی پوٹی کام اس کو قبول فرما دیجیے یا اللہ اخلاص عطا فرما یا اللہ استقامت عطا فرما قبولیت سے نوازے یا اللہ those who are ill and sick یا اللہ they have desire to fast یا اللہ give them siha and afia یا اللہ give them قوت and طاقت یا اللہ let them also feel the halawa and sweetness of iman یا اللہ so many non-Muslims are thirsty for Islam. Only you can give hidayat, ya Allah. Give them hidayat, ya Allah. Show them the true picture of Islam. Soften their hearts, ya Allah. Those who are plotting, planning, scheming against Muslims and Islam, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them hidayat. If there's no hidayat for them, in goodness don't nabud karde, ya Allah. Allahumma halikhum kama ahlakta adu wa thamud. Allahumma dammid diyarahum. Allahumma ahsim adada. Waqtulhum badada. Wa la tu منهم احدا یا اللہ ہم کو رونے والے بنا دے یا اللہ ہمارے والدین کی بال بال مغفرت یا اللہ ہمارے والدین کی بال بال مغفرت یا اللہ forgive our parents یا اللہ forgive our family members یا اللہ forgive our teachers یا اللہ forgive our محسنین یا اللہ so many people do us so many favors یا اللہ if we made ظلم on anybody you forgive us یا اللہ give them the توفیق that they forgive us یا اللہ have mercy on the ummah یا اللہ ہم کو ایک اور نیک بنا دے یا اللہ دین کے لیے قبول فرما یا اللہ ہمارے بچے کو آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا دے یا اللہ make our children the coolness of our eyes یا اللہ today our children are going to drugs our children are becoming murtad یا اللہ they're leaving Islam یا اللہ who can guide them besides you یا اللہ have mercy اللہ منصور امت محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن امتي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهدي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اغفر لي امتي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله tomorrow on the day of justice اللهم ارزقنا شفاعة النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم مصطفى حبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم کی سفارش نصیب فرما يا الله اس مبارک رات میں يا الله مبارک جگہ مبارک ٹائم میں ہم آپ ہی سے مانگتے ہیں اللہم انا نسلک جنت الفردوس الاعلی اللہم انا نسلک جنت الفردوس الاعلی یا اللہ give us جنت الفردوس یا اللہ let us enter جنت الفردوس بغیر حساب یا اللہ make our خاتمہ ان ایمان یا اللہ توفنا مسلمین ولحقنا بشہداء والصالحین غیر خزایا ولا ندامہ ولا مفتونین یا اللہ the enemies are busy یا اللہ protect us from the evil of ourselves. Protect us from the shayateen al-insi wal-jin. Protect us from our enemies, ya Allah. Keep us on sirat-i-mustaqim, ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us open our hearts, ya Allah, to forgive others, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us. Ya Allah, people think we are good, but you know all the vices, all the sins we committed, ya Allah. Ya Sattar al-Uyub, ya Sattar al-Zunub, ya Allah. Cover and conceal all our vices and sins in this world on the day of justice in front of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of our parents and people وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Ya Allah, do not disgrace us on the day of justice, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us from the Mubarak Yadi Sharifah
the Mubarak hands of the Master Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hawzi Kawsar, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not deprive us, Ya Allah, because of our vices and sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us Hadi and Mahdiya, Ya Allah. We can take the Noor of Islam to all four parts of the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in South Africa, we are so blessed. Our Masajid, MashaAllah, everyone has got 2, 3, 4, 5 Imams. Ya Allah, when we go to South America, Ya Allah, there's no Hafiz, Ya Allah. Hardly any Hafiz. They look inside the Quran and perform Taraweeh. Ya Allah, make their children Hafiz, Ya Allah. Make their children Ulama, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let every masjid in the world have an Imam who reads the entire Quran Sharif. Hifzan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our Masajid ko abad farma. Ya Allah, Ya Masjid Mahmood, Ya Allah. Isko apne yaha bhi Mahmood bana de, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum ko jo hai Makbool bana de, Ya Allah. Allah majalna min al-Makbooleen. Allah ma la taruddana khaibin khasirin. Ya Allah, hum bikari hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are married, grant them awlaad saliha. Pious children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are not married, Ya Allah. Give them good spouses, pious spouses, chaste spouses, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke of qatratu damin and qatratu dumu. Qatratu damin, we are weak, Ya Allah. To give the blood, we are very weak, Ya Allah. Give our mujahideen victory in all parts of the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are dicing for death, Ya Allah, for your love, your pleasure. Allahumma arina ajaiba qudratik. How you gave Taliban victory against the enemy. Ya Allah, give victory to all the mujahideen in all parts of the world, Ya Allah. Allahumma aminna fi utanina. Ya Allah, the crime, the kidnapping, the hijacking, the crookery and corruption, Ya Allah, mare fazat farma, Ya Allah. Allahumma aminna fi utanina. Ya Allah, we ask of you rizq halal, Ya Allah. Give us halal rizq, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ilman nafi'a wa rizqan tayyiba wa amalan mutaqabbala. Qala Allahu ta'ala fi sha'n habibi, إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاء ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا. اللهم اجعل خير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. اللهم اجعل آخر كلامنا كلمة لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة. اللهم ارزقهم جنة الفردوس. اللهم حاسبهم حساب يسيرا. اللهم إن كانوا محسنين فزد في إحسانهم، وإن كانوا مسيئين فتجاوز عن سيئاتهم. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين آمين آمين. إن شاء الله tomorrow جمعة we will be there in Sufi Masjid Brennan Road. Tomorrow night Isha time after Isha in the Jami Masjid in Stanger inshallah, and Saturday after Maghrib in Masjid Noor Ashwal. Special program for the honorable Imams and Huffaz regarding Ramadan Taraweeh related issues. Make dua for us and the Ummah at large. Allah Ta'ala kabul farmai. Jazakallah khair.
Jazakallahu ahsanul jaza to Hazrat Mufti Sahab Hafidhahullah. May Allah Ta'ala accept and grant him long life, afiyat, izzat, salamat. And may Allah Ta'ala give Hazrat Mufti Sahab the opportunity, inshallah, to afford us to host him for many more years to come, inshallah, on behalf of the trustees and on behalf of all the musallis and the community of Clear Estate. We say Jazakallahu Ahsanul Jaza to Hazrat Mufti Sahab and for all that who attended. May Allah Ta'ala bless you all with the best of dunya, qabr and akhirat. Remember us in your du'as and make du'a for the ummah, inshallah. Jazakallahu Ahsanul Jaza. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.